more women for higher quality in politics.
Nearly half of the world's population are women. However, this breakdown in population is not in any respect reflected in the opportunities women have and their position within society. The education level of the female population is considerably lower than that of the male population in almost all societies, and the working population among them is lower as well.
What is notable in this respect is the fact that women have far less place in politics compared to men. The world average of women in parliament is only 20.9%.
In countries where democracy prevails, the place of women in politics is noticeably greater than that of women in other countries.
For instance, while women make up nearly half of the parliament in countries with an established democracy, such as Scandinavia, they represent only 1/4 in the United States and European countries. This ratio is 1/5 in Asia and as low as 1/10 and below in the Middle East and Africa.
Apparently, the Islamic world has a poor image in terms of the political rights of women. But it is not Islam that does not want to see women in politics, state management, and social life, but rather the fanatical mindset that is diametrically opposed to the fundamental values of Islam. The religious morality of the Quran should be communicated to bring an end to such discrimination. The woman in the Quran is the head of the state, as seen in the case of the Queen of Sheba. The social status of women and men are the same. Although what God reveals in the Quran is so obvious, the social pressure on women varies in many aspects, from their attire and laughter to their self-care and decision to go out by themselves in many Islamic communities. This oppression exerted on women is a major reason for the Western world keeping away from the Islamic world and being afraid of Muslims. This misogyny is one of the main reasons of Islamophobia. The way to eliminate this perception is to ensure that women enjoy any and all freedoms as revealed in the Quran and are prioritized in areas such as business life and politics.
Putting an end to discrimination against women, preventing violence against women, and providing women with better means of education is most urgent for Islamic countries. Important responsibilities are incumbent upon women as well. Primarily, women engaged in politics should introduce the values of quality and courtesy to these environments. Politics should be restructured by means of the good characteristics of women. The right thing is to ensure that the elegance, attention, and compassion of women hold sway in politics.
The world's women are entrusted primarily to female politicians. The priority of female politicians should be to thrust women into social life, to prevent violence against women, and to enhance the social affection and respect towards women. The current system in the world must be changed. It is not a victory that women make up 30% of ministers in the West. A political life in which women are participating in greater numbers would be far more decent and prosperous. The entire world would be able to benefit from the elegance of women, their ability to see everything in fine detail, and their determined work ethic. There is most certainly no need for a world where men tell women what to do. The situation that male dominance has dragged the entire world into is well known. Delivering women their freedom is what will ultimately preserve peace in the world, enhance quality, and ensure the survival of nations and peoples.